In Britain, opposition to a possible U.S. attack on Iraq is building. There are calls to reconvene Parliament, and recent polls indicate that Prime Minister Tony Blair would face a backlash if British troops were to join the United States in a war against Saddam Hussein. From London, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
Broad anti-war sentiment from Washington's closest ally illustrates just how isolated the United States is on the question of Iraq. Britain's retired generals and military officials are expressing serious misgivings. Former Undersecretary of Defense Sir Michael Quinlan says a war to change the regime in Baghdad would be a costly blunder.
We might have a very nasty war in which a lot of people got killed, and a society which has already been very badly damaged, was damaged further. But beyond that, I don't think we can assume that there would be a general round of applause from all the other Arab states if we removed Saddam. We dislike him, and perhaps many of them do, but this would be another assault by the West, as some of them would see it, upon their world, another example of the United States throwing its weight around.
Sir Michael Quinlan says Iraq's possession of weapons of mass destruction, unconscionable though it is, does not present an imminent threat of the sort that the September 11th plot exposed. If it does, he says, there is scant credible evidence being offered. Former Field Marshal Lord Brommel says while the Baghdad regime is repugnant, it would be a mistake for the United States to presume moral justification in attacking it.
You don't have license to attack someone else's country just because you don't like the leadership. Nowadays, you are supposed to get the United Nations backing for all this. Well, some lawyers will say that you already have it because he has defied certain regulations. But I think the moral question is not an open and shut one.
Downing Street says there is no decision yet on Iraq. Prime Minister Tony Blair, however, has aligned himself with President Bush on the threat Saddam Hussein poses. But retired veteran MP Tony Benn says the United States needs Blair primarily as political cover for a war the region does not want. Benn says a public perception is growing that Tony Blair is taking his orders from the White House.
People say, well, why? I mean, after all, we've got the European connection, we've got Commonwealth links, we've got all sorts. We're not obliged simply to follow what Washington says. And if it's a bad policy that could send the Middle East up in flames, why on earth go ahead with it?
The fact that the soon-to-be Archbishop of Canterbury condemned a war against Iraq as immoral and illegal has not helped the Blair government. Nor, says former cabinet member Peter Mandelson, has President Bush's aggressive rhetoric toward Iraq. Mandelson says focusing on Saddam Hussein while the killings continue in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict dismays the European public.
Insofar as the American administration seems less interested in or less committed to those, that worries European opinion, and it weakens European support for American policies and its president.
Surveys of British public opinion show that a slim majority opposes military involvement in Iraq. To hear Labour MP Tam Dyal tell it, Tony Blair will have his hands full at his party's conference this fall.
What will happen to oil prices? Are we really to discard the views of our best friend in the Middle East, King Abdullah of Jordan, who says it's opening Pandora's box? And so it is.
Dyal has called on Blair to reconvene Parliament in September to debate war with Iraq, a prospect that many in Britain find deeply unsettling. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, London.